He was born on the frontier, and the frontier life is perhaps all he ever knew. So it should be no surprise that when Alexander set out on his own as a fur trapper, he would earn the respect of people of all backgrounds and build a new town in the wilderness. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Alexander Faribault was born in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin in 1806. His birthplace and his family heritage would prove valuable in his future endeavors.
His father was Jean-Baptiste Faribault, who was a French-Canadian fur trader. His mother, Pelagie, is a Dakota woman, so Alexander himself was of mixed race. And that kinship connection with the Dakota, who were here, of course, thousands of years before settlers arrived, would prove to be very important in his career.
Sue Garwood is the executive director of the Rice County Historical Society in Faribault, Minnesota. During the War of 1812, Alexander's father was captured, and his mother successfully escaped with her two young children, paddling up the Mississippi River to find safety with the Dakota Indians.
So Alexander spent formative years from the age of about 6 to about 10 living full-time with the Dakota. So his first language was Dakota, his second language was French, and his third language was English.
After the war, young Alexander moved with his family to Minnesota and followed in his father's footsteps as a fur trapper.
And at the age of 21, he was independently bonded to become a fur trader. And with that was given the assignment to establish a fur trading post.
In 1834, Alexander moved his trading post to the confluence of the Strait and Cannon Rivers. A settlement formed there, and the town took his name, Faribault. His first home was a log cabin, but 19 years later, he built a home that still stands.
The first framed house in all of Rice County, and we have reason to believe the first south of the Twin Cities. It was built in 1853, so 5 years before we were a state.
You can see that home yet today, along the Strait River, in the town named for the man who first arrived to trade for furs with the natives of the area. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.